Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So yesterday we were talking about a word, three letters, but it's magical. Why? Why are we doing it this way? Why did this happen? Why? Every time someone asks us a question, we come back and we ask why. Actually, that was Aristotle's philosophy back in ancient Greece. He would always ask why. And if you ask why often enough, you get the questions answered that you need. But we have to take this one step further today, and we have to ask ourselves, how often do successful CEOs, presidents, and business owners talk to themselves? Well, it's kind of a joke that people think, you know, if you talk to yourself all day long, you're crazy. But you're really not. What you're doing is you're setting yourself up for success. Now, you don't need to talk to yourself verbally. You can do it silently so nobody hears it. But you always have to be talking to yourself and asking yourself, what am I doing? What do I want for my business? What kind of leader am I? What's the future? How do I improve my sales and marketing, which is always a big one? What about my employees? How do they see me? Okay, how am I going to analyze my employees? How am I going to increase business? How am I going to not have so much stress? On and on and on and on. Because what happens is when you start to talk to yourself, your unconscious mind takes over. And your unconscious mind is always there working, whether you're awake or whether you're asleep. And that's what helps you create answers to your questions. Things just pop into your mind. Well, they don't just pop into your mind. Your unconscious mind is always working. It's the same part of your brain that operates everything in your body. It's actually the computer that runs the facility called your body. You know, whether you're breathing, whether you're sleeping, whether you say, I want to move my left leg, my right leg, my arm, it's the control center. And being the control center, when you start feeding it information and you start asking yourself why, listen then to what you have to say. Listen to what the answer is. You'll be surprised at how many things you come up with when you start asking why. When you start asking yourself questions. If you don't talk to yourself, if you don't ask yourself questions, you're not going to reach the goals that you want. It helps you formulate the goals. It helps you rethink your goals. It helps you rethink your situation. It helps you rethink every problem that you have in your business, every success. So you really, really want to do this all day long. But it's not just enough to ask yourself the questions. You have to listen to the answers, and that's what most people don't do. They don't listen to themselves. And then you know what they say? They say something really interesting. They say, I knew that. I knew I shouldn't have hired that person. I knew that company was going to be a credit risk. I knew we should have made that change. So don't do that to yourself. Listen to yourself and all day long be talking to yourself and asking yourself questions. This is Howard Lewinter, and the only question I have for you is what are you going to do today to be even more successful than you are? If you're having a bad time of it, what are you going to do to turn it around? If you're on top of your game, what are you going to do to stay there? Ask yourself questions. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.